The music, Franz von Suppé's Light Cavalry Overture, is familiar, and for the roughly 180 people attending this concert by the Danville Municipal Band, so are the musicians. There's a good chance that many who turned out to see the band at St. James United Methodist Church had been following their outdoor concerts this summer at Lincoln Park. Becky Woodrum came to the concert with two sisters and her husband.
Oh, the musicians are just so amazing. And to hear this music, and oh, the music tonight was glorious. I mean, all of the parts and the percussion and the cymbals and the bass and everything. I just like that.
The concert celebrated the Danville Municipal Band's 75th anniversary. It was formed in 1940 in a merger of several existing community bands in Danville. Community bands and band music in general were once mainstream popular music in America. Jason Hartz, a university administrator and community band historian at Siena Heights University in Michigan, calls such groups the quintessential American musical ensemble.
It tended to cut more across class lines and even in some cases race lines, whereas orchestras would have been concentrated in cities and more appreciated by upper middle class and wealthy patrons. But the community band, the wind band, seems to cut across wide swaths of demographics.
Sousa marches like this one are frequent features at Danville Municipal Band concerts, but there's more to their repertoire, from light classics to pop songs, although the anniversary concert leaned toward the classics. There's a range of musicians, too, from high school students to retired school band directors. Oboist and former band teacher Jennifer Zott plays in the band alongside her daughter. Her late father was a founding band member.
I think there's a lot of camaraderie in the group. It's a chance to get people from all different generations. The two young boys I sit next to are 20-somethings, and not only do we hang out in band, we hang out in other places too, and where else do you get to know people from all different generations? It's a lot of fun.
Zott is also paid by the city to play in the Danville Municipal Band. Some cities began financing free community band concerts in the 1930s and 40s, but that support has been in decline in recent years. Brass and percussion player Steve Shepard is president of the Decatur Municipal Band, which played 27 concerts this summer, much more than Danville could afford. But Shepard says their city funding has gone down over the years and could go down further.
We always bank on the fact that we're a long-standing tradition in Decatur because we've been together for 158 years. So we hope the city believes that it's important enough to continue funding the majority of our budget.
Note that Shepard said the majority of the budget. He says about a quarter of the Decatur Municipal Band season is paid for with private grants. And the Danville Municipal Band 75th anniversary concert was privately financed, too, by Ameren, Illinois. Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower says he'd like to raise more private money to help the band, citing what he calls a huge quality of life issue.
Very few things today are free. And yet, if you can go on a Sunday night to one of our absolutely beautiful parks, sit down on some benches and enjoy one of the absolute best bands in the country and not pay a single penny to do that, that is an aspect that many communities aren't able to share with their residents. And yet, that is something that we provide to ours.
The next Danville Municipal Band concert is the annual Christmas concert coming in December. The Decatur Municipal Band's next concert is the annual fall concert coming up in October at Tabernacle Baptist Church. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.